"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Chlorinated water is for swimming, not drinking or bathing. Cities add chlorine to Hetch Hetchy water, causing dry skin and hair. This is Claire Beverly, and I want to tell you about LifeSource Water Systems, the solution to your water worries. A LifeSource system filters your water from every tap, reducing the harsh taste and feel of chlorine and giving you softer skin and hair without maintenance. No salt, filters, or servicing. Call 888-712-4279 for a free consultation or visit LifeSourceWater.com. LifeSource, taste and feel the difference.
All right, we have special guest on the line here, the LA County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva.
Yeah.
Who made some headlines over the weekend. He spoke with two other local sheriffs, the Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco and the San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dickus, and they talked to hundreds of people who came to a hangar in
Chino
to talk about the state of crime, and Villanueva went on a tirade against wokeness, which is destroying L.A. County and California. And it's time to get him on here. Hang on. Sheriff Villanueva, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing good. Explain to people what wokeness is in your mind and how it's ruining life in L.A. County.
Wokeism, as I understand it, is an ultra-left ideology divorced from reality, wherein they want to impose or experiment with other people's lives, with homelessness, with the response to crime or criminal justice reform, pretty much let other people suffer through what they want to do. And they don't have any dog in the fight. And that's how we were seeing it unfold right now in county government, in city government, in L.A., and you know what the disaster looks like already.
Yeah, and it's just about everybody in city and county government. You're the only one that I know of speaking out publicly against it.
Well, their careers are all dedicated to worshiping on that altar of wokeism, and the better they worship and the louder they pray, the more prestige they get, the more the higher they climb up the rung in both city and county government, and we have to introduce some normalcy in reality in opposing points of view, heaven forbid, so we have better decisions.
What percentage of the public you think is into this experiment regarding criminals and the homelessness specifically? How much support do these people really have?
I think that would be right up there with the percentage of supports. I think Karen Bass is mayor.
About 20% or so?
Right about there.
Yeah. So how are we going? How do we get around this? Because these people keep getting reelected, primarily because most people aren't paying attention, and this whole wokeism virus is fairly new. It's really metastasized in the last 5 years. I think it took a lot of people by surprise. For example, Gascon winning took a lot of people by surprise. Nobody knew he was going to do this.
Well, it kind of hit under the surface for a long time. It was just latent there. But you look at the Care First, Jail Last mantra from the Board of Supervisors. They've been singing that song for the last 4 or 5 years, but it didn't really matter much up until the point they said, let's close Men's Central Jail with no alternative. All of a sudden, it rears its ugly head. And then 2020, along came George Floyd, an exploitation of a tragedy, and everybody wants to defund law enforcement. Now it means something, but the people are in office today. Remember, they were elected in 2020 or 2018, so they can still carry the virus without being considered lethal until today.
That's a good way to put it. You made a quote here that you think wokeism is on the ropes. What do you think is going to happen this year?
Well, I'm hoping and praying that people wake up and realize that public safety, one, is a human right. Everyone's entitled to it. And you can have reform and criminal justice without sacrificing public safety. It's not one or the other. You can have both.
What's going to happen with the metro trains and buses?
Well,
it seems you're threatening to pull your sheriff's deputies unless you get complete control over the security of that system. Are you having any talks? Is there any movement in the negotiations?
Well, we're going to find out real soon, because the Board of Supervisors were so successful at defunding the Sheriff's Department and the hiring freeze. We're down close to 1,000 sworn deputies that were missing because of the hiring freeze. So I got 3 jobs waiting for every deputy that the MTA board wants to look the other way while they're manning the trains and the buses. Absolute nonsense. So I say, hey, you know what? I'll put them to work as deputies doing law enforcement work, yes, but if they're not, I got better places for them. Let the MTA board figure that out.
You said that there's 5,700 homeless people living on the trains in L.A.? Really? 5,700? And this is, what, all day long? They're up and down on the trains? That's their permanent housing?
24/7. And when the train's not moving and they clean the cars, they go to the encampments around the parking structures at the end of the lines, and then as soon as it's cleaned up, they're back on the train again. And they sleep, pee, and poop on the trains, all with the blessing of the MTA board.
5,700 of them?
That's their own figures.
And last week, a dead man, his body, rode through the MTA system for 6 hours?
6 hours, and that means he went through the entire line from start to finish. He did laps around the system, and I don't know if his name was Bernie or not, but that's a tragedy right there.
Oh, geez.
And there's no official reaction from anyone outside of you. I'm the MTA board is made up of city council and LA County supervisors, among others. Nobody has said anything about this, that we have dead people going for six-hour rides?
This is the same Board of Supervisors on the MTA board who's been denouncing my lack of transparency, yet they blocked the release of all these horrific images that are coming out of our trains and our buses, the attacks on the passengers, the attacks on the operators, the attacks on the system, all the nonsense going on the platforms themselves, and they don't want anybody to see anything of the images. So who's the transparent person here?
Yeah, because you were going to release that 2.5-minute montage of violence that Steve Gregory released last week. You were going to do that a few months ago, and the Metro Board stopped you.
Oh, yes, because remember, they're all about transparency, as long as someone else's transparency, not their own.
Now, you have 6 opponents running against you. Are they all completely opposite you in terms of political correctness and wokeism?
They're all recruited by the Board of Supervisors, and they've been planning this since before I was sworn into office. They have to get the office of sheriff back, get that sheriff back on a leash so they can't have an independent sheriff going willy-nilly and actually enforcing the rule of law and trying to make people safe. No, They want a puppet sheriff, and they found a bunch of applicants for that job.
Well, I can't imagine you not finishing in the top two for November, so you'll have just one you have to focus on.
That person may live to regret that.
All right, Sheriff Villanueva, thanks for coming on. Oh, and by the way, what's your next project for the homeless? Hollywood was the last we heard, right?
Yeah, we're definitely going to Hollywood, and as long as we have a good cooperation with the city of L.A., from Hollywood, we're going to go to Santa Monica.
I want to thank you personally for cleaning up the homeless encampment on San Vicente. That's made a big difference in life along San Vicente Boulevard. In fact, my wife and I went to a restaurant that we hadn't been to in about 4 years that was across the street from that encampment. We couldn't go there anymore because of what was going on. And we finally went there last week. So thanks for cleaning that up. You're the only public official who has done anything positive for this city and county in the last 5 years.
Oh, well, anytime. That's our job. It should be everybody's job.
All right. Well, thanks. Anytime you want to come on, just let us know.
All right. You got it, guys.
All right.
All right. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. All right. When we come back, we have another $100 gas card to give away. You can dial now at 1-800-520-1534. 1-800-520-1534. I tell you what, since it is a question about the John and Ken Show personnel, and we will be spinning a wheel to determine exactly who the question is about, we could probably put up more than three lines because we're just looking for the first person that gets the answer right. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. Sure. Sure.
Yeah, right. Well, it could be the first person on the line, or it could be the 10th. I don't know. How many lines do we have there?
We got 10 lines.
That's what I thought. All right.
More work for Ray and Eric.
That'll be next. And while you're on this break, try to sharpen your mind about John and Ken. And it's not just John and Ken. It's also Deborah Mark could be. It could be about Eric Sklar. It could be about Ray Lopez.
All right.
One question coming up.
There's a lot of fascinating questions about Ray.
How many times has he had COVID?
I could suggest a few if we need a tiebreaker or something. All right, John and Ken.
All right, right now, this could take an hour. It could take 2 minutes, 30 seconds. We're going to give away the final $100, not the final. Tomorrow's the final. Today is the second to last $100 gas card that we have on KFI, where you can win at 9 a.m. with Bill Handel, 11 a.m. with Gary and Shannon during our 5 o'clock hour, and one more time on KFI at 7 o'clock with Tim Conway Jr. The toll-free number is 1-800-520-1534. Do we have people lined up?
John? Yeah. Okay. So what? I'll just call out the name.
Oh, hold on.
And you'll put them on the air? We got to...
You talking about Eric?
I'm talking to Eric, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, first we're going to... This is going to be a question, just one question, about anybody associated with the John and Ken Show. Could be John, it could be about me, could be about Deborah Mark, could be about Eric Sklar, could be about Ray Lopez. To find out which one of us the question will be about, we're going to spin the wheel. Are you excited, John?
Yeah, I am very.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Going around and around.
Very old wooden.
It really is.
Yeah. The wheel from the, what is that, from a carnival?
I was expecting high tech like Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. It's slowing down. Maybe today.
This is from a 1950s sound effects library.
And the person the question will be about is Deborah Mark.
Oh, great.
Woo-hoo!
All right. So you put the first person on. If they get the question correct, it's over.
All right.
They win the gas card. If not, we keep moving down the line.
We'll start with line one. Rick. Rick, you're on.
All right.
All right. We'll make sure he's there. Is he there?
He's there.
All right, Rick, yes, here's your question. We all know that Deborah Mark is an avowed vegan. What is her favorite vegan food?
Oh, my gosh. How about zucchini?
Keep moving. We have a loser. We have a loser.
It's one of these 10 people that have to know this.
One of the women will get it. Carrie, you're on.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Do you know Deborah Mark's favorite vegan food?
I'm going to guess avocado.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
I was right. One of the women immediately got the question.
Men.
Well, I hear she eats them like every day, right?
Men don't even know what avocados are.
No.
I had one today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, there was a while on the show we were talking about avocados and Deborah Mark almost every day for like a week. Remember when there was the boycott?
Well, yeah, because you had the Mexican drug cartels. that were killing
That's
people
right.
over
they were
avocados.
Threatening the agricultural inspectors.
And we were trying to shame her from financing all that bloodshed.
I found avocados made in the USA, by the way.
Are you still eating USA avocados?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, Carrie.
You haven't gone. Because the boycott got lifted. Yes. Yeah.
You got $100 in gas.
That's awesome.
Okay. Will that buy you a tank?
One tank, yes.
One tank. Okay, good.
Yes.
Because for a while it was getting
I'll
less
be able
than
to
a
get
tank.
To work next week.
All right. All right, Carrie. Congratulations. Where are you from, by the way?
Thank you, Santa Clarita.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot for calling in. Hang on the line.
Hang on so we can get your name and information. Yeah, you think about it. The gas prices have come down below $6 a gallon. Not a lot. But if you, I mean, how big is the average? Well, some cars have huge gas tanks. But
I got about a little over 20.
20-gallon gas tank?
Yeah, I got a 21-gallon tank. So
when you fill it up, because you usually drain it right to the bottom.
Oh, I have hit as high
you
as
you still do that.
100, yes, $118 I hit.
The time I could have lost my life from driving with John Cobalt, we ran out of gas in the middle of nowhere.
Are you kidding? You ran out of gas with Ken in your car?
Oh, yeah, long time ago. Long time ago. Yeah.
Long time ago. But
I didn't have any money.
All I remember about that, it was so dark. We didn't have flashlights. We didn't have anything. There was no phones then. I couldn't see anything. We managed to get to somebody's house, right? Isn't that what we did?
Well, we stopped at a stranger's house in a neighborhood off the highway, and we just went door to door until somebody...
Did they give us gas or give us a ride to a gas station? I don't even remember. All I want to know is I wanted to kill you. Because you were like,
you.
Oh, don't worry, we're fine.
Who does that?
Where were you guys?
In New Jersey! Yeah, you know how dangerous it is in rural New Jersey.
It was rural New Jersey. Western New Jersey is pretty rural compared to what it was then in the 80s.
So it was dangerous. There were wild animals out there and dogs.
All right. We're hopping over to Bidenville next for some pretty good stories. One concerns a new book coming out from a couple of New York Times writers. And Joe wasn't too keen on Kamala Harris, but maybe not for the reasons you think. It's all coming up.
Nice yawn, Deborah.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, shoot. That's right. You guys could see every little thing I do in here.
That's right. Not impressed with Ken's tease there. Okay. John and Ken.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
What am I doing here? There's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something... Or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. What, I can't remember it. Anyway, I'd ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family. Not a joke.
Last night I was on the television. I was on the telephone.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
That fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate you, Mr. Prime Minister. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominate Javier Baqueria.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relieved so far.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Did you see the clip? I watched it, and the audio is not great, but of Jill Biden trying to get Joe to wave at people?
No.
No, he gave a Happy Easter message to the people, I guess, on the lawn. And he said, Happy Easter, and everybody applauds. And she starts waving, and he's standing there with that blank look on his face. And she's going, wave, wave.
Wow.
And he starts waving.
I saw another version. I think it came from Friday, which means it's pretty current, where he turns around again. There's nobody behind him, and he sort of pretends to shake hands.
Again?
And I'm wondering if that's going to be his new joke calling card. Yes, he kind of looks for someone to greet him, and he kind of shrugs his shoulders. And goes, okay, and he walks away. And I'm like, and it was a new clip. It was not the one from...
Really? I didn't see that. Yeah. Does he always think there's imaginary people around him?
He sometimes believes at the end of his speech, someone's supposed to rush up and shake his hand and pat him on the back and say, you're the greatest, and there's no one there.
They got to get a staff member to do that. They got to have somebody introduce him and then walk behind him as soon as the speech is ending and say, thanks, Mr. President, put his arm around Joe and guide him off the stage. Shake his hand, whatever Joe wants to do. But you can't leave him hanging there alone.
Well, there is breaking news this afternoon in Bidenville. It is a judge by the name of Robert Summerhays, a federal judge in Louisiana, has granted a temporary restraining order on the Biden administration's plans to end Title 42. As you know, the Biden administration wanted to end the public health order on May 23rd. It was instituted while Trump was president, and it's been blocking a lot of migrants from automatically getting into the U.S. pending their hearing, which could be months or years away. Instead, because of COVID, they got turned away at the border. Biden wanted to lift this on May 23rd. A number of southern states sued, and this one got to a judge in Louisiana who has granted the TRO. So we'll see. I'm sure they're going to appeal this, I guess. This is just like that judge in Florida who ended the mask mandates on planes. Same kind of thing. So we'll wait and see what the Biden administration does about that. Also in the news again is this book by a couple of New York Times writers. I guess excerpts are being released weekly. Their names are Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns. The book is This Will Not Pass. And it's actually on Trump and Biden. I still look back at the election of 2020, I guess. But the passage that's getting some attention is about the Vice President, Kamala Harris. They gave the excerpt to Fox News because I guess they figured Fox News would eat it up.
Right. They're selling books now. They may be New York Times correspondents, but they know Fox could effectively sell them thousands of books if it's beating on Biden and Kamala.
Now, the first part is something that we probably already knew, that the First Lady Jill Biden had reservations about Kamala Harris as the choice for vice president, because during the first presidential primary debate in the summer of 2019, she attacked Joe Biden over busing. Remember that?
Claiming that he was a racist.
Yes, that was what she was playing on.
Because he
did. Apparently that bothered Jill Biden a lot.
Yeah, that's a great quote.
Why do we have to choose the one who attacked Joe?
There are millions of people in the United States. And you're picking Kamala Harris?
However,
I guess she didn't think Kamala was all that brilliant, huh?
Biden's reservations about Kamala Harris were a little more interesting, and it's something we've talked about on the show. It was her past relationship with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, who, by the way, was not only San Francisco mayor, he was powerful state legislator.
He was
in the state
assembly. Speaker of the state assembly, and he
for
was
way too long.
He was the king power broker in the 1990s in California.
Yeah.
Nothing happened in California unless Willie Brown approved of it. And she was sleeping with him. She was the girlfriend. She was the girlfriend while he was married, though separated.
The two dated in the 90s, and apparently Biden was concerned because Brown appointed Harris to a pair of minor political positions. Mm-hmm. He described the situation as the kind of thing that should be off limits when selecting a running mate. So that was his reservations.
I didn't understand what he said there. Does he think the issue is off limits? You shouldn't judge Kamala Harris? Or that she shouldn't have been sleeping around to get her start in politics?
I thought it was the latter of what you just said.
Yeah, all right, that's what I thought too. But it's Biden talking, so it's all that. So he thought it was kind of tawdry that she was Brown's girlfriend and then suddenly started getting political positions, and next thing you know, she's vice president.
Right.
Jeez.
Prior to being elected DA of San Francisco, she worked in both the DA and city attorney's offices. Titles she held included chief of the Career Criminal Division and chief of the Division on Children and Families in the city attorney's office. And, of course, that's when Willie Brown was mayor. So that's supposedly how she got it in, thanks to dating the big guy.
Yeah. What path does she take if she's not dating Willie Brown?
More directly concerning Joe Biden is the New York Post is still digging into Hunter Biden, and they've gotten a hold of visitor logs from when Joe Biden was the vice president. And they show that Hunter Biden's closest business partner made at least 19 visits to the White House and other official locations between 2009 and 2015. And at least one of the meetings was a sit-down with VP Joe Biden in the West Wing. The reason that this is important is because Joe Biden has repeatedly insisted he has nothing to do with his son's business affairs. Didn't get involved. I don't know anything. See no evil. Hear no evil. Speak no evil.
I think the term would be repeatedly lied.
That would be the case. Right. Boy, the guy's name is Eric Schwerin.
And if the Republicans take over Congress, there's going to be a million investigations into all this.
Yeah, I read that story today that if they do take control of the House of Representatives, yeah, they're going right to work on Hunter Biden.
This is going to be 20.
Why not?
This is going to be 2023. This,
right?
The whole year.
Right now, this current House of Representatives is still obsessed with what happened on January 6, 2021. They're going to drill that to death.
Meantime, you know what the current inflation rate is? If you take March's number and extrapolate it?
No.
It would be 14% annually. The March inflation number is so high, you multiply it by 12, you get to 14%. That's what the rest of the world is dealing with.
I try not to look anymore, but I can't help it. If I go to the grocery store or a restaurant, I'm like, whoa, I didn't used to spend that much. It's the same meal I've been having.
Did you see the gross Hunter Biden story today?
Oh, about being tested?
Yeah. Remember, Hunter Biden started sleeping around with his dead brother's widow?
Yes.
Hallie Biden?
That's right, yes.
And they were dating. They had this big affair. And then I guess Hunter started messing around. And he called up Hallie, begging her to be tested for HIV. Actually sent an email. You need to inform me of the result. This was an email found on his laptop. I'm getting tested today. I've been sick. I'm scared, Hallie. And you hang up on me. You need to get tested for HIV, Hallie, he wrote in capital letters. Oh, my God. Where have you been?
We still got that grand jury looking at him, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, the belief is he would go and make all the money off of Joe's name, and then he would pay for some of Joe's expenses. That's allegedly what was going on between the two of them.
Yeah, he put some of the money in the bank accounts. And Joe's brother, Jim, was in on this, too.
Oh, that's right.
He was getting a piece of the action.
All right, we got more coming up.
It's good to be a Biden. John and Ken Show, KFI.
Elon Musk put out his first tweet since taking over the company, and it is, you're all fired.
Oh, that's not good.
Apparently, many Twitter employees fear for their jobs now that Musk is going to be the man.
Some of the Twitter wokes do not have a sense of humor.
No.
They're not funny people.
And I made that up. He didn't tweet that. He tweeted out free speech.
Oh, you made it
blah,
up?
Blah.
See, I would have figured that was...
No, I made that
up. He would do something like that, though.
No, he actually put out a much more thing about free speech. And I want to make Twitter better by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Defeating spam bots. I've had a war with spam bots for years, and I hope we win. No? You ever have a problem with spam bots?
Spam bots? No.
Spam bots.
There were a few at my front door one day, but
all right, the story dispersed. That pops up every few months has popped up again today because that's just the way it works. Kane Tanaka, the world's oldest person, has died in Japan. Aged 119.
You know, it's not good being the world's oldest person. You know, 100% of the world's oldest people have died. Seems like that's a high-risk situation to be in.
I bet you didn't know this, though. She is the second oldest person ever recorded.
Wow.
The only person that they believe, because, again, there's always somebody in some country that claims, he's 130. Remember Jean Calment, the French woman, lived to the age of 122.
122. I haven't seen a
picture. Tanaka was born on January 2nd, 1903. Think about that. What the world was like in 1903.
Quieter.
Yes, quiet.
More pleasant. Well,
this is only 10 years before World War I.
Right. There weren't even many cars around.
See ya.
A lot of horses.
Yeah, she survived cancer twice. And, of course, lived through two world wars, the 1918 Spanish flu, and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. There's a picture of her from 1935. That's even before we went to war with Japan. Apparently, she did participate in the Olympic torch relay ahead of the postponed Tokyo's 2020 Summer Olympics. So she was still kind of moving around.
How slow does life get, though? Like the last 20 years? It's got to be boring.
To first, be 100?
Well, everybody you knew died, right? By
probably
definition.
Even all your kids and grandkids.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Your kids might be, would that be 90
certainly
plus?
Your kids, because they could be like 90, yeah.
And the grandkids would be very old. All your friends are gone, right? All your old family members are gone. You've got nothing but loss and emptiness.
Yeah.
Can't work.
It doesn't say that she was not pretty lucid. I don't think she lost her mental.
Isn't that terrible to be 119 and you're aware of what's going on? Ay, ay, ay. That's some kind of hell. All right, Conway's here.
I just came at 119. You're talking about Bill Handel? Ding dong. Never gets old.
Never gets old.
You know you're old when your grandchildren are dying of old age.
Yeah, right.
You know? But occasionally they ask, you know, when they send a reporter out to the sticks to interview a woman who's 105, right? And they always have to ask, you know, what's the secret?
Yeah.
And there's one woman that said, "I'm cursed."
Oh, that's a good answer.
Isn't that great?
I want to die, but I can't.
Right.
Yeah, no,
everybody I know is dead.
Right. That's a good answer.
Bob Miller is coming on with us tonight from the LA Kings. Remember one of the great announcers of all time.
Right.
And we'll talk to him about the Kings possibly going into the playoffs here. And see what's going on.
Why are the NHL playoffs behind the NBA? They used to go first. Does anybody know? Oh, probably the Duke of Sports knows, right?
I think it was.
Did they start the season late or something?
I think it was a COVID thing. I think they took 2 weeks off because of a COVID scare. That might have screwed up.
Oh, okay.
But also, we'll ask him about winning time, and because Jerry Buss, you know, owned the Kings when Bob Miller was the announcer. See what's going on with that dude. Plus, Elon Musk reaches a deal to buy Twitter for, I don't know, $44 billion. So,
spare change.
Exactly. And then airlines are hiring to buses to transport people between airports during a pilot shortage. So, it's like when a train track is out.
No, I read a long article. There's a lot of pilots.
Right. So if you're flying into Long Beach, you might get on a bus and go to Burbank and then continue on to your flight.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It sounds
so
like
you don't get a connecting flight. You get a connecting bus.
Connecting bus. That's right.
Bus.
Just
is it an LA Metro bus? Dear Lord.
Where are they going to get these pilots from? I mean, who knows who's showing up in the cockpit?
You know, I looked up. I wanted to go to Chicago in mid-May. So I'm, 21 days out or so.
Yeah.
And look for a ticket today. It's about $500 or $600 one way.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
It's unbelievable. I mean,
I'm going to Chicago in July and it's already expensive. Yeah.
But it used to be, $89 if you're willing to fly at, bum fart in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? But now everything's $700.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's horrible.
Ding dog.
It's Biden's economy, I'm telling you.
It is.
John and
Ken. It is.
John
throw
and
them
Ken.
Out.
I know you guys are on the fence on this one, but I'm telling you, I know what's going on.
Tim, did you hear the lady that's running for governor? She's in your voter guide?
No, I didn't see it.
John, tell him what she put in her statement.
Yeah.
Her entire statement is...
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get it. Because my friend...
Oh, this is fantastic.
My friend sent me
We may
the,
get her on the air for this.
I might vote for her.
Yeah, here we go. Her name is Mariana B. Dawson. No party preference. Running for governor. And her official statement in the ballot... F all politicians.
That's it.
Do they spell out the whole F word?
No.
Oh.
No, just the F. Yeah,
that's
F all
she
politicians.
Wants you to know about her.
That's
right.
Great.
Yeah.
So, why not vote for her?
She's got my vote.
Right.
I'm sending her money.
Oh, and it's Bellio's birthday today. She just texted me.
Oh, happy birthday.
Did she?
Recognition?
Me to remind you guys or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Must be lonely.
There is depression attached to that, yeah.
Well, you give her a good time tonight. I will. Conway.
Ding dong.
Yeah, ding dong. Ding dong, Jared Bellio.
KFI, KOSD HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.